It's all killer, no filler week here at Your Daily Lex. What I mean, I'm just looking ahead at my notes, and boy, I have so many fun things to talk about this week. So let's do it. And now I have good audio again because I'm back home for the next several weeks.
Your Daily Lex.
All right, let's kick off the week with a story about my trip home from Boston. Now, if you follow me on various social media platforms, you might already know some of my travel home from Boston story, but you don't know all of it. So let's make sure you get to hear all of it now. So I was in Boston doing shoots for the company for which I pretend to be a fake CEO, or I guess I pretend to be a real CEO for a fake company. I think I have that confusion every single time. And I was due to be there all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, and then all day Friday. They would wrap shooting on Friday at 5 p.m. And so I had to decide which flight to take, and I ended up choosing an 8:45 p.m. flight to ensure that I would have time to get from the shoot to the airport and all those things. And as the day was going, I put myself standby on a 7-something flight, which was the next earlier flight. And then we were making some progress. It wasn't like flying the first day of shooting. We really flew. The second day was, you know, more deliberate, but still we were getting ahead of schedule. And so when I got dismissed at 2-something, when we wrapped, I was like, I'm going to just go to the airport. I'm not even going to look at the flights or anything. I'm just getting an Uber. And I get in the Uber, and in the Uber, I call the airline, United, and they say, oh yeah, we see you're already on standby for 7. We can get you on the standby flight that leaves at 6. We can get you standby on the flight that leaves at 6. Great. So I get to the airport before 3 p.m. I'm not in a big hurry because I know I'm on this 6 o'clock something flight on standby. And I go through security and that's fine. And then I'm like, let me just check the board. And I see that there's a delayed flight leaving Boston for Newark at 3:20. And it's, you know, just before 3. And I'm like, well, if it's delayed, maybe I can get there. So I race to that terminal, to that gate. And I get there and there's a man behind the counter who kind of grunts in my general direction. And I say to him, is this flight full? And he says nothing for a little while. And now he had indicated, I promise you, he'd indicated using, you know, social cues and physical whatever that he was ready for me to talk to him. So I didn't just like run up and start talking to him. I waited until he acknowledged me. And then I said, is this flight full? And after a little while, he looks at me and says, yeah, it's pretty full. And I'm like, oh, pretty full. Does that mean there are any open seats? Because I'm going to Newark today. And he's like, well, yeah, there are a couple seats, but you know, we're about to start boarding. I'm like, great. Is there a way I can get on this flight or at least get on at standby? And he's like, are you already booked on a flight later today? I'm like, no, I just thought I'd randomly try to get to Newark. And I'm like, yes, I'm booked on a flight to Newark at 8:45, and I'm on standby at the 6 something. He's like, oh, well, if you're already on standby, you can't go on standby on another flight. And I'm like, well, I don't want to go standby on the 6 o'clock flight. I'd rather go standby on this flight where you have open seats and is leaving now. And he's like, well, I can't take you off standby on that other flight, and you can't be standby on two flights. And I'm like, well, can I take myself off standby on this flight? Do I have the means to do that? And he's like, I don't know. I know about this flight. I don't know about your flights. And I was like, okay, thank you. So I decided I'm going to go to the United Lounge. The United Lounge was as far from this gate in Logan as was possible. So I hoof it over there, and I check in at the United Lounge, and sometimes there are two desks at United Lounges, one to check in and then one for customer service, but sometimes it's one desk. So I had the presence of mind to say, as I was checking in, hey, is there a second desk or can you help me with a flight? They said, we can help you with a flight. And I explained to them my story, and they said, oh, we know just who you talked to. Was it a taller guy with brown hair? I'm like, no, it was a shorter, older guy who was mostly bald with graying hair and a little accent. And they go, oh yeah, that's the other asshole. And I just thought that was so funny. I'm like, well, we're going to try to get you on this flight. And I was like, well, let's do it. And they're looking, and they're like, yeah, there's seats on this flight. I can get you in one, but they've already closed the flight on their side because they want to start boarding soon. I have to call the gate. And I'm like, well, the good news is he doesn't know my name. So he can't just say no to me because he took a visceral dislike to me. And she's like, well, he knows my name, meaning he's kind of a jerk to everybody. But as soon as she calls the gate and somebody answers, she gives me a thumbs up and she gets me a seat. And when she hangs up, she's like, the other guy at the gate answered the phone. So we were in luck. Now, let me jump back in time. The reason the guy, I think, didn't like, well, the number one reason this guy didn't like me is because he was clearly just a jerk. He also clearly didn't like that I was wearing a mask. He kept on acting like it was hard to understand me and wanted me to pull down my mask, which I wasn't going to do. So anyway, I'm racing back to the gate because they said, you know, you have to hurry because they are starting boarding now. When I get to the gate, they've already begun boarding group 1. And I'm in the back of the line for group 2. And first there's this weird thing where they're like, we think we've filled up all the overhead space already, which made no sense. They'd only been boarding group one, and then they corrected that. But I'm waiting to board, and my whole time, I'm super sweaty, right? Because I have run through the airport to get back to this gate. I had run in the opposite direction. It was very far. I'm wearing a mask. I'm wearing pants. Like I'm carrying my stuff. It's heavy. I'm sweaty. And I'm in the mask, so I'm like sweating in my mask. Gross. But I keep thinking, what can I say to this guy? Because the jerky, balding, accented man was the one at the boarding gate. I'm like, what can I say to him that doesn't jeopardize my ability to get on this plane? But that says, haha, you suck. And so as I'm boarding, he very clearly recognizes me. And I pull down my mask for the first time and say, are you proud of me? I only did that after I had scanned my boarding pass. Like, now I'm on the plane. And I usually go, are you proud of me? And he grunted again. Then I got on the plane. I don't regret going on the plane. I was very glad to get home early. But man, forfeiting the economy plus seat to sit in an economy window seat in a jam-packed plane sucked. Like, my legs are still a little bit suffering. And that flight was Friday and it's now Monday. Today's the first day where I could like do a normal workout again. But man, it was really painful for me. Tall people don't fit in those seats. Not fair. Anyway, that's it. All killer, no filler week. Your daily Lex. Thank you so much.
Lex.